One day I was driving, and it was just a bunch of traffic. And this was, again, after my trip with ayahuasca and my trip in Costa Rica. And I started to really get this sense. You know, everything that we see, everything that you feel right now, everything that you're experiencing, it's man-made. It's man-made. Whether it's a city, or whether it's traffic, or whether it's whatever you think is important, is 100% it came from the imagination of man. In your natural state, and the way you were born, and the way essentially God intended this to be, we would all be living there right now. Like, I want you to think hundreds of years ago, and this is very important, because if you could really connect to what I'm about to tell you, it'll take you to a whole nother level of consciousness. See, everything that you think is important, someone created. And for a lot of us, all of our emotions, all of our attachments, all of our meanings are attached to things that man created. We get into debt because of things that man created. We stress out because of things that man created. And yet, when you look at how absolutely gorgeous and beautiful this planet is, how inviting it is, when you think back to those times, was there any debt? Were there any grocery stores? Were there any malls? So was there any stress? We're talking about human beings operated from a perspective and lived in a way that was very peaceful. They were not in this concrete jungle that we live in right now. Do you realize how many people die just from road rage because they can't handle the stress? Do you realize how many people get into accidents just because of so many stop signs? Do you realize how many of us are attached to our phone every single day when we're driving or whatever the case may be? See, that's our natural state. That's where we're intended to be living. And that's why it's so important. That's why I love my trip to Costa Rica. That's why I'm going back. Because I realized on that trip that really that's where we're supposed to be. And that's what brings us peace. Who finds peace when they're in nature? Raise your hands. When you're by the ocean, when you're riding a horse, when you're doing stuff that we were intended to do, when you're out for a run, right? And so you see, I'm bringing all of this up because the one thing you've got to realize, have you ever seen the movie The Matrix? Okay, I don't know about you. I know that movie was created by people who are on a different level of consciousness than you and I are right now. I'm happy to say I'm arriving there, I'm getting there. And I want you to really realize that in a certain way, we all really are stuck in the matrix. We really are. Because we're living in this world that was probably created by somebody that wasn't us. And we were just born and we just had to figure out how to maneuver in this world that we're living in, right? And yet the world that we should be living in and the world that we really find out who our truest self is, and I'm telling you this because you all connected to my pictures on Instagram when I was out. You were like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Oh my God, look at the tree. Oh my God, this and this. It's because deep inside of you, there's a calling. There's something inside of you that knows that's where we find peace. So how do you navigate? How do you navigate in this world and we're going to tie this all into business in a second. It's by first understanding and having a deep appreciation and understanding for the world we're living in right now so that we can learn how to interact with it in our minds. So I want you to write this down. Number one, nothing exists in life before we have a thought that it exists. Nothing. Nothing. Someday, some dude said, you know what? We should have tables so that this way people won't have to draw on their laps, and tables were created. Someday, some human said, you know what? We should make pens so that humans can write out what they're thinking. Everything that you find important and everything that you are manifesting and creating in your life right now at one point in time started with a thought. Everything that is created is born twice. It's born how many times? Twice. First in the mind and then in the real world. Every circumstance, every situation, every feeling, every emotion, and every action that you take as a result of those feelings and emotions. Case in point, last night. If you guys have been following my journey, I'm about 15 to 20 pounds lighter than I was about a year and a half ago. And yet, I would go to the gym every single day. Every single day since I was 18 years old. And I couldn't shake the weight. And you know what I finally understood? Three things were really, really critical, and we can get to it in a second. Number one, my intake. I had to be careful with what was going on in my body. What I started to realize, however, is that I wasn't able to control what was going on in my body because of the thoughts that were going on in my head. I had this story, this debilitating story that all Hispanics were fat. True story. Well, because I grew up in a world where all of my family was fat. And everybody has diabetes and everybody's unhealthy. It's just the way it was. So the example I grew up seeing was not a very healthy example. Maybe you grew up in a healthy example. I don't know. I'm just saying for me, that was my story. So my consciousness was geared towards being fat, was geared towards being overweight. And I would lose the weight and then I would go for 2 days on a diet, and the next thing you know, milk and cookies, shoving it down my throat. I was operating out of fear. But when I finally started to understand the story that was going on in my head, I finally started to be able to take control of my actions. I finally started to lose the weight and keep the weight. It's been a year, over a year, the weight's gone. It's not an issue anymore. You see, I had to realize that I was creating my outer world, in this case my body, because of my inner world, in this case my mind. And it was a fear consciousness based off of the example that I had growing up. Question, don't you think money is the same way? See, I love Javier because he was vulnerable. By the way, give him another round of applause, please. But I love that vulnerability because he admitted, guys, and this is a clear example, staying working at Costco for 23 years because of the fear of not having insurance. When you could easily go sell 10 to 20 more houses and be able to afford whatever insurance you want and not have to wake up at 1 in the morning. Until one day his boss told him, you can't come to Relentless. He had the thought, Relentless is more important. I'm quitting. That's it. He's liberated. Everything that is created is born twice. First in the mind and then in the real world. Number two, most of us, however, live in a world where we have no control. We only react. Right, Sam? React. Case in point, last night. The first thing was intake. The second thing was water. I carry a gallon of water with me every single day, everywhere I go. And the third thing was sleep. Sleep. I never realized how important sleep was for the body. Guys, if you're not sleeping 7 hours a day, I know you think it's cool and you're the hero or whatever, this is not healthy for you. Men, raise your hands over 35. Raise your hands over 35. Look at, that's all of us. You guys realize your testosterone levels naturally start to deplete when you're 32, 33 years old? That's why you start getting this and this. It's just the reality. And you don't even realize why. You try hard, you so forth and so on, right? It's because your body is not producing the testosterone that you used to have. Then on top of that, we add all of the stress of work, and guess what happens? It literally just shuts down. You know the fastest way to reignite everything, to reignite your youth, your potential, your passion, your fire, your energy, your vigor? Sleep more. So last night is a perfect example. I had a situation. It was 10 o'clock at night. I knew I had to wake up at 5 o'clock. I sleep every single night, by the way, with a sleeping mask. If you don't own one, please go buy 10 of them. Because it's the greatest gift of life. I meditate with it. I sleep with it. It's black, and I knock out now. But yet there was a situation at 10 o'clock at night, literally right as I had my mask on, drama came in. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with this shit right now. But the drama kept persisting. The drama kept persisting. My emotions got out of whack. Why did my emotions get out of whack? My emotions got out of whack because I started thinking, that person is keeping me from sleeping. My emotions are now out of whack, so I can't fall asleep. If I can't fall asleep, I can't put a great seminar together. If I can't fall asleep, I'm gonna feel like shit at the workout. And all of these thoughts started coming to me. And I literally started feeling fire in my chest. Literally, has anybody ever experienced this? Yes, I started feeling fire in my chest. Like I just started getting angry and mad as I'm like with the Binchy mask and I'm laying down in bed, by the way. And in that moment, I took control. And here's what I said, because you need to learn that you have the power to say this. Danny, cut it out. No one has control over your emotions but you. So get to work and get to work right now and prove what you believe is actually true. So I'm laying there. Your body is literally like your heart is pumping. You want to get mad. You're about ready to explode. And I'm like, Danny, just calm down. Danny, just relax. No one has control of your emotions but you. No one has control of your emotions but you. 10 minutes, knocked out. Where I could have been full of rage and I could have started an argument or whatever the case may be. Because I realize that most of us live in a world where we don't have any control, we just react. Something happens and someone does something or we feel a certain way, we are in constant reaction mode. Constant reaction mode. If I ever interview an agent for one of our coaching programs, I'll ask them, how many deals a year do you do? They'll say something like 10. The second question I always ask is, what is the number one source of business? If you're doing 10 or below, you are not actively trying to find business. You're just waiting for it to come. Guess what that's called? Reacting. Jose, it's like nine. Jose, how many deals will you do this year? 225. Give him a round of applause. 225 freaking deals. And yet there's some people having a hard time doing 8. Or 7. Why? Here's why. Because in their mind is not clear enough to be able to focus on a target and go get what they want. So they're in the default world. And in the default world, all you can do is wait for the business to come to you. When you're in the default world, you have zero control. Zero control. All you do is react to whatever happens. And here's the worst part. Some of us think that's perfectly fine. You'll never be a millionaire if all you're doing is reacting. Millionaires go out and create millions. They go out and create their destiny. They go out and make it happen because of the decisions that they make internally. So let's talk about the default world. And let's talk about how to disconnect from the default world. You see, everything in life and all tension in life happens between point A and point B. Point A and point B. So point A last night was drama came into my life, right? In this case, it was a situation for you. It could be a file. For you, it could be the meaning that you were attached to picking up the phone. For you, it could be feeling nervous about making a business decision. For you, it could be feeling nervous about investing in yourself. It could be feeling nervous about buying an investment. Somebody came up on stage, literally was here a year ago, and they said, guess what? I tripled my business. I bought an Aplex and I bought a duplex. And I'm just so freaking happy for this guy. What was your name again? Jody, give him a round of applause. He's just doing awesome. But the reality is, guys, is that all tension and fear in life lies in what the mind thinks will happen between point A and point B. All tension in life. All fear. So last night was a perfect example, right? Jack, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm not going to work out tomorrow. I'm not going to put on a seminar. There's the mind. The mind is going crazy. The mind is going crazy and crazy and crazy and crazy. Point A is right now. Point B is tomorrow morning. Point A for you is today, right now. Point B is your goal, what you want. All tension and fear in life exist in between those two points. That tension, however, guys, is a complete illusion. It's fake. It's fake. Javier, your entire well-being, the amount of hours you sleep, your health, everything was being controlled by something that is fake. Is that a trip or what? And the thought that was fake was, I won't be able to afford insurance. It's fake, it's make-believe, it's not even real. It's only real when you buy into the fact that it is real. Now here's a trip. Our memories, all of our memories are simply a timestamp of a bunch of illusions. I'm gonna say that again. Our memories are simply a timestamp of a bunch of illusions. So all the decisions we make today are based off of the pain that the ego felt way back in the past, based off of illusions that were created inside of the mind, and the mind creates a timestamp and says, remember when that happened? We don't want that to happen. Let's go this way instead. Think about that. You want to take it a little bit deeper? Then the mind goes out and finds other human beings who have the same type of timestamps, the same type of consciousness, and that becomes our quote-unquote circle of influence. Because they think just like we think. And then the minute you decide to come to an event and change your life and want to grow, guess what? Everybody around you starts to get a little bit weird with this, like, change relentless shit. Like, what the hell is going on with this guy? Like, you're quitting your job now? Ay, Dios mío, you can't do that. And sometimes what happens is they just grab you and suck you right back in. It's not because they mean harm. It's only because that's all they know. They don't know anything else. And so you got to realize that the tension is simply an illusion. Everybody say illusion. Everybody say fake. Everybody say it's not real. Everybody say it's make-believe. Everybody says as a result, it doesn't have to control me. Is you picking up the phone and thinking they're not going to like what I have to say, is that real or is that an illusion? It's an illusion based off of something that happened in the past that told you, be careful, they're not going to like what you have to say. Some of you were a little boy, and you happen to go like this. On a brand new carpet, and your parents beat the shit out of you because you did that, and you didn't even know what the hell happened. And that created such a negative imprint in your head. Parents, please listen to me. We're all doing the best. Please listen to me. But that created such a negative imprint in your head that it changed your life forever. Your parents told you, what the hell are you doing? You just ruined the brand. Don't you this? And the coat just happened to hit it. You didn't even know what the hell went wrong. Some of us have been through abuse, verbal abuse, worst kinds of abuse. And all that done is created pain that has been imprinted in our minds that we want to try to avoid at all costs. The only type of pain I had was the letdown of my father. I mean, everything else has been pretty smooth riding, basically. I'm just here to let you know, you can no longer allow your life and your decisions and your outcomes to be controlled by illusions, timestamps that happened in the past. If you want to have a breakthrough, we're going to have to deal with this. And that's what this session is about. It's about dealing with this right now. Where did my clicker go? It's right here. My next point. The average person runs 60,000 thoughts through the mind every day. How many? Is that a lot? Where's our Mexicans? Mexicans, raise your hands. Is that un chingo? That's un chingo. That's a lot. 60,000 thoughts in the mind a day. Here's the trip. Are you ready? 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. We're not growing. Growth occurs when you force growth. Because it's too easy for the mind to stay attached to the default world. I literally think about myself when I'm in default zone, and I'm gonna show you exactly what to do to get out of it. Don't worry. Before lunch, it'll all make sense. But I literally think of myself and I picture the movie The Matrix, and I picture all the people in the little cocoon stuck with the thing in the back of the head. And that's how I think to myself. That's the game I play in my own mind. And I go, come on, Danny, come on, disconnect. No, disconnect. You literally have to train yourself. Because why? The average person runs 60,000 thoughts a day through the mind, and 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before. That means we ain't even conscious of it. That means, Jeffrey, it's just happening.